I think we battered them for 90 minutes, to be honest. They had the first goal was obviously a lucky goal, and then the second one was very similar. Just went straight in from the free kick. I know I think they hit the bar second half, but other than that, I don't think they had much at all. And the chances that we had, we should have won that. We should have won that today.
I mean, is that the overriding feeling in the dressing room? That's 3 points you could have had.
Yeah, definitely. It's not going our way at the moment. I think early on in the season we were getting those ricochets where Charlie would have a shot and it'd go in. So just not falling our way at the moment.
Defensively overall, obviously your first game back in after missing three games. How do you feel the team did as a unit today?
I think we did well. I said to Omar after the game, I said other than the goals, I think we did all right. Granted, I was tired for the last 20 minutes. I haven't really done anything for 2 weeks. So I didn't think I'd be playing today, but Russ is a good physio and he's got me back in good amount of time, so fair play to him. But defensively, I think we were all right today. Maybe we should have got a bit higher second half because of the wind. But it was just two lucky goals changed the game, really.
You mentioned Omar Beckles there. You two seem to have formed a pretty good relationship in quite quick time.
Definitely. He's a good player and I like playing with good players, obviously. He reads the game well. He's good on the ball and he can head the ball. So we understand each other and hopefully we can play a full season, get 20 more games or whatever there's left and kick on.
We always talk about forwards developing partnerships. Presumably it's the same for centre-backs as well.
Well, definitely, because you understand each other. As the game goes on, as you train with each other, you do shape and training, you spend every day with each other, really learning off each other, and he can learn off me and I can learn off him. So it will get better as time goes on.
You're halfway through the season now. I mean, what are the sort of players' thoughts? I mean, are you roughly where you should be, higher, lower? What have you made of the opening half of the season?
Well, we slipped for the last four or five games. We've obviously not won one. So we were doing very well. I think we were 8 unbeaten with quite a few clean sheets. Charlie was scoring goals. Brode was scoring goals. And we've hit a dry patch, obviously. But we've got good players. We've got a good group. I think we've got a good manager. We've got the potential to kick on and push up the league, which we will do.
As a player, how disappointing is the home form? Obviously, you want to perform in front of the home fans. It's our 7 home league defeats this season. I mean, at what point does that start becoming a concern?
I don't think it's a concern because, as you can see, that the performances are there. The luck will change. The goals, the ricochets off the wall, they won't go in and they'll go our way. So it's not a concern. We're playing well, but we are conceding goals. Granted, it was fortunate today for them, but we will win games at home and we will kick on.
From a personal perspective, as I mentioned, you missed three games with that hamstring injury. I mean, I get a huge positive is getting through the 90 minutes.
Definitely. I wasn't sure what to expect today, but I've got through it and it's fine. I'm tired, but that's all part and parcel. Really happy to get through the game. Disappointed with the result, but I'm happy to be fit again.